Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. Prayer is communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit. It's a spirit realm action, contacting the spiritual realm, which is going to influence, change, and shape the natural realm. It involves warfare against satanic spirits. It involves praying a prayer that is a legal transaction in the Spirit, praying spiritual law, putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. Also, as you pray, you put the angels of God to work in the Spirit, who are going to work for us, and it releases the ability and the power of God. We've also talked about the fact that there's a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. In the Old Testament, they prayed to God or the Lord God as servants. They were asking God to give ear unto their prayer, to hear their cry, to attend to their prayer, not hide from their supplication. They were making their petitions to God, asking, requesting, hoping that He would grant it. And they could not come to the throne of grace and pray. They had no free approach to God, no confidence in prayer. In the New Testament, though, now the Lord hears the prayers of the righteous, and we can pray a prayer of faith with confidence and come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, we talked about how Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Well, Jesus responded by teaching them how to pray, but he didn't teach them as John taught. He taught them the new covenant way of prayer according to the New Testament. The full teaching of this was in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. And here in verse 9, it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." This passage of Scripture is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. In reality, it is actually a teaching about how to pray and not what to pray. Otherwise, we just don't pray the Lord's Prayer in a religious manner. That's what a lot of people do. No, it's a teaching of how to pray. In verse 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Here we see that we're to pray to our Father. This shows that God was going to be their heavenly Father, and that they would have a relationship to God as His child. Then it says, "which art in heaven," indicates that they'd be able to approach the Father in heaven. "Hallowed be thy name." When we approach the Father, we are going to approach Him in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the high priest of the new covenant. You and I, as believers in Christ, are now priests before God, and we're to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, who is our high priest, which brings His high priestly ministry into operation. "Thy kingdom come" speaks of the rule and the reign of God. The word kingdom is the Greek word basileia, which means to rule over a realm. That means our prayers to the Father in the name of Jesus are going to bring forth God's rule in the earth and in the realm of the Spirit. The kingdom of God rules and reigns in the spiritual realm, and it will affect the natural realm as we pray. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven" means that the New Testament prayer will bring forth heaven's will to pass in the earth. As we pray the Word of God, the will of God will be performed here on earth. "Give us this day our daily bread" means that the New Testament prayer will release God's provision to meet our daily needs. And our Heavenly Father will supply all of our need through prayer. "Forgiving our debts" speaks of the fact that we are to confess and repent of our sins so that we'll be in right fellowship with the Lord when we pray. We've got to forgive every person who's ever wronged us. We have to be in right fellowship with the Lord to see results when we pray. And when we're in right fellowship, then there'll be no hindrance to our prayers. "Leading us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil" declares that prayer will keep us from falling into temptation and will deliver us from evil. Delivering us from evil means the believers can overcome satanic attacks of evil against them through New Testament prayer. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That shows the result of New Testament prayer, which is to release the rule and the reign of God, which is the kingdom, and the miraculous ability of God, which is the power, and the manifest presence of God, which is the glory. So we see from the teaching of the Lord's Prayer that we're going to be praying to the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus, releasing the rule and the reign of God to bring His will to pass on earth. And through this new way of prayer, we're going to see God meet all of our daily needs. We must confess and repent of our sins. We must be in right fellowship with Him so our prayers are not hindered. He will keep us from falling into temptation, delivering us from evil. And the result of our prayers will be the release of the kingdom, rule, and reign of God, the release of the miraculous power and ability of God, and the manifestation of His glory and presence in our life. There's something more that we need to look at in John 16, verse 23 through 26, that is a very important change in New Testament prayer. This change is concerning the way we ask the Father in prayer. As we look at these scriptures of John 16, 23 to 26, pay attention to the word ask. In verse 23, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." And in verse 26, "At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." We need to look carefully at these particular words. In verse 23, the word ask is used twice. In verse 24, we see the words asked and ask. In the Greek, there are two principal words for ask. These words are erateo and aiteo. Both of these Greek words are used in verse 23. It's important to understand this because this affects the way we approach God in prayer. The word erateo means request as a favor or to petition or ask in general. That is the first word used in verse 23 where it says, "In that day you shall ask me nothing." So the word ask is erateo, so it's saying, "In that day you shall request or petition or ask of me nothing." The second word ask in verse 23, where it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." That particular word ask is aiteo, which means a demand of what's due you, or you're making a spiritual legal demand of what's due you. So we're told that we're now going to make a spiritual legal demand of the Father in my name, and he will give it you. Then in verse 24, the word ask and ask is also aiteo. It literally says, "Hitherto," or "up to this time, have you asked," aiteo, "made a legal demand of what's due you, nothing in my name." Ask, which is aiteo, make a legal demand of what's due you, "and you shall receive that your joy may be full." Then in verse 26, "At that day you shall ask," that means aiteo, make a legal demand of what's due you, "in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." Let me read through verse 23, 24, and 26, substituting what the real meaning of ask is. "In that day you shall ask or request of me and petition of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall legally demand the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you legally demanded nothing in my name. Make your legal demand, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And at that day you shall make a legal demand in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." By substituting the Greek words and their meanings, you can see a very important change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. We're now going to make a legal demand in prayer of something that's due us. No longer are we going to ask or petition or request as a favor. This is very important for you to understand. In verse 23, Jesus spoke of "in that day." What was he referring to? He was referring to the day after his resurrection when the New Testament came into operation in the earth. The New Testament came into being on the day of Pentecost. That was the day the Holy Spirit was sent into the earth when men and women were born again. So in that day, in the New Testament era, Jesus said that they would not request as a favor, petition, or ask from him any longer. He said that they would make a legal demand of something due them of the Father in the name of Jesus, and he would give it unto them. Thus, in the New Testament, born-again believers in Christ make a legal demand of what's due them in prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. What does legally demanding in prayer mean? When we were born again, we became new creatures in Christ. We're in right fellowship with our Heavenly Father. We're now heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The promises of God are our inheritance, and they already belong to us in Christ. Because all the promises already belong to us, we don't need to go to the Father and request Him to give them to us. Instead, we legally demand the Father to release to us what already is due us, which are all the promises of God, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. To better understand what this legal demand of something do us means, let's look at an example that will clearly illustrate this truth. This example is writing a check to release our money from a bank to pay our bills. First, we put money in our bank. Then, to release the money that belongs to us from the bank, we write checks. A check makes legal demand upon the bank to release our money to pay the person to whom we wrote the check to. You know, our checks used to say, pay to the bearer on legal demand. A check is simply a means of making a legal transaction to pay our bills. Prayer is similar to writing a check. Just as we've put money in the bank, Jesus has put the promises of God in our heavenly bank through the new covenant. Just as the money is ours, so are the promises of God. Writing a check makes legal demand on the bank, just as prayer of legal demand makes a legal demand upon our Father in heaven. When we make legal demand upon the bank, we're not forcing the bank to give us money. The money is already ours. We're simply releasing what is already ours for our benefit. In like manner, when we make legal demand upon our Heavenly Father, we're not forcing Him to give us the promises of God. The promises of God are already ours because Jesus gave them to us. We're simply releasing the promises of God that are already ours for our benefit. Just as the money in the bank is not benefiting us unless we release it to affect our life, so also the promises of God in our heavenly bank are not benefiting us unless we release them to affect our life. The prayer of legal demand is the legal transaction in the spiritual realm that legally demands our rights due us as joint heirs with Christ in order that the promises of God might be released in our life. Having seen that the New Testament prayer of legal demand is like writing a check, let's talk about how we make an accurate legal demand in prayer. A legal demand in prayer is made in the same way that a lawyer would make a legal demand for the rights of his client in a court of law. What's the lawyer do? He makes a legal transaction by bringing the law before the judge and making a legal demand for the court to uphold the law for the client or to give the benefit of that law to the client. In the same manner, believers who are in covenant relationship with the Father make a spiritual legal transaction by bringing spiritual law, which is the Word of God, before the Father, who is the spiritual judge, and making a legal demand for the heavenly court, which is the Father and Jesus at His right hand, to uphold the spiritual laws for the believer and to give the benefit of those spiritual laws to us. In very simple terms, we make an accurate legal demand of our covenant rights in prayer when we bring a promise of the Word of God to the Father in the name of Jesus in order for that promise to be released for our benefit in our life. So we're going to pray specific scriptures from the Bible, which is the Word of God and the Word of the New Covenant. Praying specific scriptures to the Father in the name of Jesus makes legal demand for the promises to be released in our life. Well, we've introduced this today, and we're going to continue this in the next broadcast. I hope that you'll keep listening, and you're going to learn how to pray accurately and effectively in the New Testament. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.